This session is about digital detox and mind refresh. Today, we will delve together into an extremely important and often overlooked practice, head detoxification. It may sound a bit abstract, but trust me, it's one of the most effective ways to maintain at least a little inner peace in today's hectic and noise-filled reality. Because today, our minds are under constant pressure. Every day, we are surrounded by hundreds of signals, messages, emails, notifications, and responsibilities. Add to that the expectations from family, colleagues, friends, maybe even ourselves. It's like a constant stream that flows into your head and has no stopper. No wonder we sometimes feel like our brains are about to explode. Now stop and try to take a moment to think about how often your finger has touched your phone screen today. How many times did you hear that familiar beep or feel that gentle vibration in your pocket? How many times has that tiny impulse disturbed you and made you feel like you must do something? Answer, respond, check. You almost don't even have to be a scientist to notice that all these little interruptions that seem so unimportant to us end up costing us an incredible amount of energy. And what is the greatest tragedy? We are often exhausted by things that aren't really important at all. Picture this. You have an important task ahead of you, like finishing a project, focusing on a family dinner or a special moment with your children. But suddenly, ding, a notification. Just what if it was important? So you reach for your phone, briefly send a reply, or check your app. But watch out, what comes next? Your mind gets more and more distractions. Thoughts start jumping from one thing to another. And even if you briefly return to the important activity, the full concentration isn't there. And the most ironic part, you'll be overwhelmed by the feeling that you're busy and multitasking. But in reality, you may just be ignoring the here and now. And that's what a head detox is all about. It's about stopping, taking a moment for yourself, about learning not to do everything at once, and instead giving yourself time and space to calm down. We all need that. Detoxing your head isn't about turning off your phone and throwing it in the nearest pond, although sometimes that's not a bad idea either. It's about taking a mindful approach to how you take care of your mind. It's about being able to interrupt that endless stream and take control again, taking the reins of our inner world into our own hands and reminding ourselves that we decide what is important to us. Now imagine what it would be like if your head wasn't messy with planning, stress, and all that crazy traffic. What if you had space to think clear thoughts? What if you had the room to fully explore something? Not because you have to, but because you want to. That's exactly the freedom that a head detox can offer you. That's why today we'll start step by step. Let's transform a chaotic whirlwind into a state of harmony. Let's quiet the mind, turn off the noise, and focus on what really matters. Get ready, because you're about to embark on a journey that can change not only your day, but the way you think and live. Let's dive into the practical part. Before embarking on a detox, it is good to understand what is actually weighing our mind down. Think now about the specific factors that cause you stress in your daily life and write them down. For example, phone notifications, emails, social media. These are the things that constantly distract us from being present. Job responsibilities. Stress about meeting deadlines, supervisor expectations, or project workload. Personal life. Family conflicts, relationship problems, or personal expectations. In what ways do they influence you? To help you, I've prepared a series of questions. What situations or moments have stressed you the most recently? Can you think of specific events? What frustrated you the most in these stressful moments? What thoughts were running through your head? Is there something that repeats itself every day? If so, what is the possibility of elimination? Do you feel stressed when you use social networks or check your emails? How do these activities affect your mood? Do you know the exact time spent on the phone? When was the last time you felt dizzy from the amount of information you were getting? How long did it take you to feel calm? How often do you use social networks? Which daily activity takes up the most of your time and frustration? How can you simplify or reduce this activity? Do you have any particular digital habits you'd like to change? For example, time spent on your phone, watching the news, or using social media? What time frame would be realistic for you for a digital detox? For example, a day, a weekend, or a week? What would you like to do during that time? How would you feel if you completely turned off your phone and other technology for a day? What would you want to do instead? What do you do to relax and chill out? How can you incorporate these activities into your daily life to relieve stress? But be prepared for the fact that detoxing your thoughts is not as easy as it may sound. And a digital detox isn't. It really isn't. You know why? Because we've become addicted. And what's the worst part? We don't even realize it. We just don't know that what we're holding in our hands or checking every 5 minutes is actually controlling our lives. And it's usually only when we think, oh yeah, there's nothing to it. I'll just turn the phone off and that's it. And then boom. Suddenly we're sitting on the couch and we realize we don't really know what to do. Really, we're sitting there feeling a little lost. Perhaps we can fix it somehow the first time. We say, okay, fine, I'll take the book. And it works. But watch out. Notice how many times your mind wanders to your phone. How often does it make you restless? How many times do you think, I wonder how many messages I got, or I'll just check Instagram for a second to see what everyone else is doing? It's weird, right? But this is exactly how you realize how deep the addiction goes. It sounds a little scary, but don't worry, there's something you can do about it. It just takes a little more awareness, determination, and a few practical steps, which I'm about to reveal. And here's your first and most important task of the day. And you know what? Why limit it to today? Make it your new habit. We can call it digital fasting. So, turn off all notifications on your phone. Seriously, all of them. No subtle compromises. Away with those annoying beeps, bells, and flashes that constantly take you out of what you're doing. It doesn't matter if you've got Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, or whatever else is chasing you for every new thing. It's all gone. The only thing that can stay is the basic call. And even that's probably something you'll soon be looking at with skepticism. But we'll take it step by step. I'm sure you know it. You're sitting at your desk, working, reading, or finally having some free time, and your phone is buzzing on your desk. Just a little noise, don't you notice? No, it's in your head saying, something's come up again. What if it's something important? What if I'm missing something great? And hand on heart, it's usually nothing important, but your brain is already reaching out to check exactly what it is. And that's the mechanism we need to break. Turning off notifications puts control back in your hands. You're no longer just an impulsive robot that jumps every time your phone makes a sound. Suddenly, you'll discover the magic of the normal world outside the digital one. And even better, you'll start to notice that world. The hustle and bustle that goes on around you. The laughter of the children in the playground. The sound of the leaves rustling underfoot. How fresh the air smells. Suddenly, you become aware of how much you usually miss. Suddenly, there's room for thoughts, ideas, and feelings that you've never had room to squeeze in. And you know what the best part is? The feeling of freedom. It's like a heavy backpack has been lifted off your shoulders. You're no longer a slave to the constant buzz and reminders. You decide when to pick up the phone and you decide what to do on it. And you know what? The world really won't come crashing down if you scroll through that Instagram once a day. Not even if you check your emails in the afternoon. On the contrary, you'll feel better. And maybe, just maybe, you'll find that you don't even miss some things. So go ahead, try it, turn off notifications, set a mode that works for you, and look around. Let's play a game, weekly challenge, mind refresh, and digital detox. The goal is to get rid of negative thought patterns and learn to work more healthily with digital technologies through simple and concrete tasks. Game preparation. First part, create a detox box. There are no limits to creativity, so make a nice box. Prepare 7 colored papers on which you will write the following tasks. Then, throw the papers in the box and draw one each day. You will also need a notebook. Second part, tasks. Task number 1. Today will be a day without social networks and television. Observe how the absence of these inputs makes you feel. Write down what you did instead. Task number 2. Write down 3 negative thoughts that bother you. Now, write 1 alternative positive change for each of them. How do you feel after writing them out? Task number 3. Clean the area where you often work or rest. Remove all distractions. How does it affect your mind and concentration? Plan what your space will look like and what it means to you. Task number 4. Today, do something creative, whether it's painting, writing, or some other activity you enjoy. How do you feel after this activity? Write it down again. Task number 5. Set aside 30 minutes today for doing nothing, but real doing nothing, where you are just with yourself and your thoughts. Pick a spot and set your alarm for 30 minutes. Be aware of how it helps you to relax your mind, what's going on in your head, and how you perceive what's going on around you. Task number 6. Today, focus on your well-being and engage in physical exercise. Plan the activity and give it a specific time immediately. Task number 7. Make a list of 10 things you are grateful for. How does it affect your mood and well-being? How does the game work? The weekly challenge focuses on how simple everyday steps can help you de-stress, rethink your habits, and bring harmony into your life. Now, let's break down the steps you'll take during the game, because when you know what's coming up, you can look forward to it more. Next step is marking of days. Every day, you'll have a new task to pull out of your detox box. Think of it as a little surprise of the day, a gift that has one purpose: to make you feel good. The tasks change. Maybe something lands on your desk that encourages you to stay offline. Maybe something that makes you stop thinking for a while and just be. Slowly and happily read the task, take a quiet moment to absorb it, and decide when in the day you'll approach it. Now comes the important step. Write down your feelings and impressions. This may sound like something you did last time you were in elementary school, but trust me, it has its importance. The important thing is to focus on how you felt during the task. Did it feel like a new challenge? An exciting feeling of something new? Or a wonderful release because maybe you gave yourself some time to yourself? Don't forget to also write down what the task brought you. Perhaps understanding that switching off your phone isn't the end of the world, or that a few extra minutes in nature gives you more energy than strong coffee. At the end of each day, do a simple thing: collect your thoughts and view them from a new angle. Ask yourself questions. How did I feel when I finished today's assignment? Was it a sense of satisfaction, or did the assignment reveal something you hadn't even considered before? What did I learn about my thoughts and digital habits today? Do you find that social media stresses you out more than it entertains you? Or maybe you've discovered the beauty of finding little things in the offline world that you previously overlooked. Why are you doing all this? Yes, that's exactly the question you need to answer too. Write down in your journal at the very beginning the reason why you decided to take on this challenge. What level of mental toughness similar to that of a Formula One racer do you wish to achieve? What positive changes would you like to see in a week in your life? Would you like to free your mind, reduce time on your phone, or simply find an oasis of calm in today's overinformed world? Remind yourself of this why often. Just a quick look of your motive each day is enough to keep you going and keep you going even when you're not in the mood. It's like having a picture of a race goal in front of your eyes that motivates you to keep working even when you're running low on energy. Let's look at reward. And now we come to the part that is universally popular, reward. At the end of each week, be good to yourself. As a matter of fact, thanking yourself for your efforts is awesome. Think about what makes you happy. Do you like a treat? Make yourself a mini feast. Do you like to relax? Take a lazy night or maybe a long bath. Or plan a day where you just do things that fill you with energy and joy, like taking a walk in a place that recharges you. By consciously creating something nice to enjoy at the end of the week, your brain subconsciously connects all the efforts of the past days with positive emotions. This will be your secret recipe for not only managing the detox, but looking forward to it. The weekly challenge, Mind Refresh and Digital Detox Game, is not just about completing tasks and challenges. It is about finding balance in everyday life. It's about putting your mental and physical health first, noticing the things that weigh you down, and finding joy along the way. With simple but thoughtful steps, you'll taste a sense of greater freedom from technology while better understanding what's going on inside you when stress consumes you. You'll get to know yourself on a deeper level and develop healthier habits that will guide you through life with greater balance. Be happy with yourself, enjoy this process of discovery, and be kind to yourself. Detoxifying your thoughts and lightening up digitally is not just a challenge, it's a gift you give yourself. And believe me, you deserve a big round of applause for that gift. A bonus for reflection. Pay attention. Pay attention to everything you do. Be in the here and now. And no, I don't mean to be empty cliches, but really stop getting sucked into the online world when it's not necessary. Like waiting in a doctor's waiting room or taking a train. Don't pick up your phone and watch the world go by. I swear it will have a huge impact on your life. And I mean that in a positive way.